Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Give him some praise.
I'm going to be up till I get up. I thank the Lord for Jesus this morning. I really appreciate him. Appreciate the love that the Lord is doing in his church. Love for one another. You know, I just really thank the Lord. He's a good God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, this week I had an experience. I was sitting down, Lord, I got so tired. Daddy said, you're going to work yourself to death. That's what he told me. I said, no. But I was so tired. I have the Sunday school lessons, which I love. I'm going to tell you, I got the best class it is. I told them, they're going to teach me the new and I'll teach them the old. Because I was asking them, I said, how did y'all do in school? He said, Pastor, we don't get report cards. I ain't got report cards since I was there. I said, what? What y'all do? See, I'm far behind, but I'm going to catch up because I got people going to bring me up. I said, so I tell you, you teach me the new, and I'll teach y'all the old. Who Solomon was and who all these people was. And we just have a good time, and they're so interested. I just really praise the Lord for it. Praise the Lord. So we're going to invite Sister, and she was telling me somehow she taught people something. So me and her going to get together and get to find out. Yep. I listen. Don't tell me nothing because I listen to stuff, girl. And so I just want to give him praise. Let's just clap your hands and give him some praise. I found out when I came to church that Al had the same thing for Sunday school, but the Lord gave me two things. I told the Lord, I said, God, I'm so tired. I said, I'm just so tired. I don't have anything. I said, how do you get a pastor to go and ain't got nothing? I just ain't got nothing. I sit on the bed. I said, I don't have nothing. And I'm crying and I'm weeping and I'm moaning. And I said, Lord, help me. I don't know what's the matter with me. I said, I'm getting weller because I feel like my mind went through an awful beating. But I'm getting well. I feel like I'm almost myself again. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and I can help people that you'd be surprised at the people who've been through stuff. And it's things you going through to help somebody else. So don't get down too bad because God has got a purpose to help somebody else. But I just read Exodus over and over and Genesis over. What am I doing reading Exodus, God? What is this? I mean, I'm not, you know, and I'm sitting up in bed. I don't know. He said, open your mouth. I'm going to speak through you. He took me to a verse and they said, oh, by the way, that was this morning. Because I'm still, you know, got the Bible. I keep my Bible on my bed. I keep my Bible on my bed, and if I wake up, see, when you get my age, Gwen told me this, you only sleep about 5 hours. I get about 4, and I'm doing good. And anyway, then I'm woken up, so I said, well, I get up, and I get my phone, and then I found out about every person that did the Bible, Martin Luther, and all the folks. I know all about their lives. I look at Martin Luther, I look at just whatever, you know, anything that's lovely, I try to do it and praise the Lord. So, but here I am, and I found out when I came in today that Brother L taught what the Lord had given me. Because I had two things I'm going to tell you. And I learned it through living. I learned, you'll learn a lot of things through living, honey. And you'll learn that the word is sure enough true. You will. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to pray and ask God and thank him, first of all, for being so patient with me. Thank you, Jesus. He's been patient with me. He really has. Me and sister have been had something for 7 days. The Lord told me to do about 7 days. I couldn't get it together. I was talking to the one. I said, girl, I don't know what this is, but God is telling me something about 7 days and da-da-da-da, I'm going on. And so I called sister, and somehow or another, the Lord told us what to do. Praise the Lord. So we got a 7-day thing going on. I'm asking y'all to pray, but that's the way it was. I just didn't know what it was. But he telling me to tell us to get days and pray. Have a special day. For 7 days, I mean, you're going to pray. And the 7-day is you're going to pray 7 days all the time. It ain't going to be, you know, you understand what I'm saying? You're going to take a week. We ain't going to take a week and pray and that's going to be it. Otherwise, you're going to pray every Monday. You're going to pray for somebody every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then start back over Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Otherwise, you're going to have a day to pray for the rest until Jesus come. To Jesus come. We got to pray. We came Friday and things was kind of, you know, And so I say, Al, we couldn't get the Bible study. We have a Bible study on Friday night. I said, let's go pray. I came from a background of prayer. I came from a background where people prayed and people got things done. I mean, they didn't pray for a day like Sister said. They prayed all night. They prayed, get in churches and pray three nights. We prayed and we saw God do. What the hell? We done got lazy. It ain't under God. Say, where is God? Not where you are. Where am I? Somebody else got, where am I? Y'all know it. That way it wasn't what I could use it. Well, you ain't doing what you used to do. And so I told God, I said, Lord, help me. Fill me till I stagger out that door. I remember when listen, in Psalms I read, you got to dance. You got to dance sometime before the Lord. David danced. And he said in Psalms, the servant with the psaltery and the dance. And that sometimes you got to dance. And I love to dance because I was in the world and I love to dance. I set the floor back. I love to dance. Me and my auntie would dance. We were the same age and we could dance, buddy. And you would dance. Then we look at the clock. Come on. I want to serve the Lord. I said, Lord, I'll give you what I gave the world. You know, goodness gracious. So me and Steve dance. I said, Steve, you ever dance? I said, well, come on, just move your feet. That's all you got to do. Sure. Let's dance. Hallelujah. We danced around that thing. Pray. I'm going to tell you, when they play a song and I'm going to tell you, they got to play the song because David danced. David danced his clothes off. Now, they was playing something that David danced his clothes off. Come on now. David understood how to praise God. And we got to understand how to praise God. And another thing, we got to understand that we are different people. We got to love each other. And God told me what this church would be when I first got it. God gave me this building and told me what was going to be in it. And then the pastors coming behind them and prophesied. I know what's going to, is that I'm telling you the truth? And I know what this church is going to be. Who going to be here? It's going to be people of all nationalities and cultures. Because that's what God told me. And I'm going to stay here till I see him do what he told me he going to do. Praise the Lord. Then I will be gone with the Lord. Amen. So when I come in, I say, Al, you know, the Lord told me. He said, that's what I'm teaching on this morning. Well, I'm sorry, but we're going to be upset again because that's what he told me. And he showed it to me. Praise the Lord. I want to leave it with you because I have experienced that it happened, that it do, it's for real. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you. I pray, Lord, that you would bless the church. I've been really praying that you would give us a refreshing. We need a freshening of the Spirit, Lord. We can't do it any way unless you do it. I'm asking you to refresh us in love and in the Bible and in the Word and in everything we have been slack on. Help us in Jesus' name. This could be the first day, maybe, of a new move of God. I just really believe that you want to do it. I know you're going to do it. I believe if we'll pray and we'll seek you and love you with all our hearts. I believe it. I know, Lord, whatever this thing that hit America, where you trying to get our attention, but you got our attention. You got our attention. And we want to love you. We want to love and we want to serve you and praise you, God. And we want to love each other. That is the main thing. How men know that we were your disciples, we had love one for another. Is that what the Bible say? And so, Lord, I give you praise. And right now, I ask, Lord, hallelujah, that you show us grace and mercy. Would you clap your hands? Hallelujah for God. Like I said, I don't know how a brother do it, but I was trying to dig something up myself. I said, Lord, I've preached enough sermons, and I write them down, you know. I go back and get my books and look. Lord, I've preached enough. I got enough in my archive to preach. Amen. I got notebooks stacked up. I moved and I got them in a special place, notebooks, what I wrote when you sit down. Yeah, I do. Praise the Lord. Come on down in my basement. I got notebooks stacked up, what I preach and what God give me and things I ain't preached yet. Praise the Lord. And I say, God, but look at me, I don't want to go. I say, I want something fresh. Not that that ain't fresh, but I want something that you, and I sit down and I say, you know, I wasn't trying to, you know, but I just said, God, please help me. He said, you go tell them this and look at it. Look, Celeste. I said, he said, that's what I want you to preach. I said, but I felt really good. Whoop, 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 whoop. Sunday morning, I take my vitamins and I come to church. I did this something I've done all my life. I don't eat on Sunday morning. So when I get home, Daddy think I'll be starved. I don't really be starved, but he said, you ain't ate nothing. You need to eat, you know. But we're going to have a blessed learning time today. So get your Bibles. And I thank the Lord. And I ask him to anoint his servant. Till I die, Lord, I'm going to be your servant. And I love you. I love you. I came out of my house yesterday. I was feeling I don't know what. You know, I go through, maybe y'all, we don't go through the same things, but I go through whatever. But I drove out the driveway. The lady across the street, name is Maxine. She lived not right in front of me, but on the side, kind of like. She said, "Hello, Celeste." And Ernie stopped the car. We was getting ready to come out here. And she said, "Thank you for praying for me." Say, God moved just what I asked. And thinking, she was talking about a family. I knew, and Ernie's sitting over there, you know. I said, "Lord, thank you. You never do. God, thank you, Jesus." And I'm thankful for what's here in this church, the love that you have one for another, that we have one for another. But believe me, my eyes and eyes on my Jerusalem. That's my Jerusalem in that 22 houses. And look like that's all I think about is going, and I do. I started off with a lady named Rosemary, her little name. They're all older people from 70 to 82 that live in my area. One couple that may be 50. And she said, "How are you, Miss Davis? I'm going to have to come down and meet you." I said, "Okay." Then they have a Bible study that they must have quit because of the, you know, COVID. On Tuesday, they don't have it, and on Thursday night, nobody's over there. So I'm thinking that they're going to stop, you know what I'm saying? But I said, "Lord, help me. You said you go to Jerusalem first and then to the uttermost parts of the world." I'm thinking about going over here and over there. He said, "Go to Jerusalem first." And these people need it. They old. They're getting ready to step somewhere. You hear me? They stepping somewhere. And it got to be a reason that I'm feeling like this, brother. It got to be a reason that God is telling me this. I don't want to forget you. I love you. If I don't call you, it ain't because I don't love you. But I so got somebody else to call you. But right now, my mind is on what he's told me to do. And I just, I love it. I love going to people. I love to talk to old people. Y'all didn't catch that. God is so good to me. So while I was in Exodus, God told me this. But before I get there, I had an experience at your wedding. And don't think that, because you can't help what your people do. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to say this. But it was a gentleman that sat where Ronnie's sitting back there. And I was just going to people's light and saying, you know, no offense, I said, would you mass up in the church? Because it was quite a few people here, like 50. Beg your pardon. Well, see, I'm used to this, you know what I'm saying? So I went back to this gentleman back there, and I started back in the back, and I said, excuse me. I said, he said, "I got COPD. I'm not putting no mask on. And besides that, if you don't like it, I will leave." Now I'm thinking about this wedding, getting ready to go, come down the aisle. I say, this devil is not going to tear this wedding up. I don't know who he was. I ain't through with it. I ain't through with it. And so I said, okay. I said, no. I said, don't leave. I said, you know, you're sitting in a place where you're not around anybody. That threw him, see. He thought I was going to say something there. I said, don't leave, sir. I said, it's going to be okay. You just sit there, just, you know, because you're not around anybody. So he sit there. So I went through my thing. I was comfortable, Brother Ed, but the last of it, I forgot Selena's name or did something, you know. My mind is... I was thinking about Selena Gibbons. That's all I was thinking about. You know what I'm saying? But it was beautiful. The wedding was beautiful. That man got up from the back before I left his altar. And he took me by the hand. He said, "You did a good job." And ever since then, he smiled at me everywhere. I said, and I said, "Thank you." But I said, "Thank you." He knew what I was talking about. You don't have to just do what God said. I mean, it'll come out right. I remember when I was young, I told you about this. We had got, you know, it, what is that store? Alden, they went out of business over on Florissant. It's a big department store, huh? No, this is a long time ago when I. No, it's a store you go in and buy stuff, like, you know, clothes. No. No. Anyway, this store, I went in the store. And when you go to the store, like, you know, you buy this, you pay for it. And then you buy this, you pay for it. But I was kind of in a hurry, and I was getting it from my Sunday school class. And I just went in every department. No, it's a store. This was a store. Alden's. Oh, no, this was a department store that was on the corner of, Downs in the city. No, it was a store that you get clothes and stuff, because I bought a lot of y'all Christmas stuff at that store. Corvettes. So I went there and got, I went to this department and got something. And I wasn't trying to, you know, I didn't know. And I went to that department. And when I got up, I took it up to the big place. She said, "You done went all around this store and picked up all this stuff? What is, ma'am, you supposed to pay for the..." I said, "Oh, honey, I'm so sorry." Because my kids are crawling over the couch, over the counter. "Who you talking to?" I'd have to snatch them off the counter, especially one of my guys. I'd have to snatch them. "Shut up, girl." But I said, "Honey, I'm so sorry. I'll go put it back." She just bowed her head. She said, "Oh, ma'am, I'm just..." You know, you never know the place where people are. So the Bible taught me that a soft answer, but grievous words, I learned it through experience. I've been here a long time. I've been called devils and all kind of stuff. But, oh, yes, I was a devil when I, oh, yeah. Shoot. I've been called a devil, a deceiver, or whatever you want. And I used to say, "Lord, why they pick on me?" And my girlfriend, they told her, "She going to take you to hell." Me. I said, "What?" I just cried. I've cried. I said, "Why? What is wrong with me? You know, what's the matter with me, you know?" I'd get up and testify. My pastor taught us about the coming of the sons of God, the coming, and I guess they hated that, because that's what I preached, because she taught me. Praise the Lord. But here I am. Praise the Lord. I said, "Lord, I thank you for what you've taught me. I really appreciate..." Listen, you sitting up arguing with folks, that is not good. You're a Christian. A soft answer turns away, but grievous words stir up anger. And if you ever want to get people mad, just get to going back and forth with them. But you can shut their mouth off if you do what God tells you to do. Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So he told me to tell y'all that. Y'all didn't need that, though. I see y'all. Y'all got that down pat. So he took me over into Exodus. And he landed me on the 13th chapter with the 17th verse and took me down the ways, and he gave me a message. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. But God said, "Lest for peradventure the people repent when they see war and return to Egypt." Where you going? He could have let you off one another place, but he know that you ain't going to do right now. Come on. He kind of keep you out the battle of things that you could. And what got me was this other verse. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. He had something else, something greater. And the Lord showed me, "I got something greater to do in your life. I could take you somewhere, but I'm going to take you..." Yeah, but Lord, you probably, if you just won't question God, when you're going through your trials, if you keep your mouth shut and say, "Well, he must got something greater. He must," but you know, we don't think like that. "Yeah, but you told me," you know, you get sassy. "You told me, God, yeah, and I'm still him," you know, yeah, you know how you get. But if you just wait, cause you never know what God got planned. Now, when he took Israel out of Egypt, he took them the way he wanted them to go. Hallelujah. That would give him the glory. Hallelujah. That give him the glory. But I'm telling you that I didn't know that poor Moses had such a hard time. We found out it was over 1 million people that he let, it's unbelievable. He had to have to feed them. He had to, I got something I want y'all, if y'all ain't never saw that, I'll bring it to you. I'll copy it off, tell me how much stuff Moses had to have. Moses didn't have nothing, God. God was great to Israel, just like he been great to you. Listen, when I thought about it, I've had same things, but I've had things that really, I said, Lord, help me. And he would let me find it with just like I found gold. God loves you down to a toothpick. Down to a, what you call them, clothesline thing. It was a slave, old Satan used to live down here. And she said, Sister Davis, she always talked to me, Sister Davis, let me tell you about this. So I was downstairs, I was tired. And I got through washing, I was hanging up my clothes, and I needed one more clothespin. And I looked over there and I couldn't see nothing. And I said, Lord, have mercy. And he said, you ain't got to go back upstairs. I said, look over there. She looked over there. She said, there was a clothespin. Now, that don't seem much to nobody. But when God supplies what you need, when you need it, that make you think that you're special. Listen, I think about you. You're just waiting on your healing. And, I'm your pastor. It hurts me. Lord, why don't you heal? I'm praying. I'm fasting. Lord, why don't you? But when I read this, it gave me courage too. Because he could have just took them on where he wanted them to go. But he parked them down to another place. And I looked up the name of the places. See, because the places, they have names and they mean something. So he took them down, hallelujah, and parked them. Let me read it. Because I wrote it down. Chuck. Yeah. He led the people through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed. They was already, they was armed to fight, right? Armed. And Moses took the bones of Joseph. Remember, Joseph had told him. Do y'all know that though? I was asking God, why did he put these people in sepulchers in caves? Their body would decay and they would take the bones. And bones to me must last eternity, do they? How long do they last? Yeah, but so Joseph had prophesied to him, said, look, the Lord gonna visit y'all. He said, when you leave here, he gonna bring you out, take my bones with you. And that's what they did. They took his bones. Praise the Lord. And I said, I see, Lord. Okay. Moses took the bones of Joseph. And for he has straightly sworn to the children, saying, surely God is going to visit you. They took the journey from Sukkah. I had to look up what Sukkah means. That means it's a place of rest. In fact, it's the Feast of Tabernacles to the Jews, Sukkah. So when they landed in Sukkah, they encamped in Edom. I had to look that up. Edom is a solid, enduring place, a place that God takes you before he gonna take you to the end, to a place that you find rest and that you have a hope like you've never had before, that he gonna bring you through. So I don't know where you are in your journey, but I want to tell you, God, we are living in Sukkah. We're getting ready to go across the Red Sea. We're getting ready to see the devil get killed. You know, just hold on, because listen, they hadn't gone across the Red Sea, because before they went across the Red Sea, God parked them in a place where he could, where they can kind of get themselves together here, And so you in a place now, hallelujah, you wonder why, the Lord done told me this now. The Lord, I think about D, I said, Lord, let her have patience. Because one day she going to get up and going to be able to walk. I said, one day she going to get out of bed and she going to walk. I'm telling you, that's what God has done to me. Man, I had sciatic pain when your son died. You remember? And the sciatica hit this hip. Praise the Lord. And they said this. I met other people. Girl, you ain't going to never get rid of that. And blah, 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 blah. Praise the Lord. But I went home and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, in 7 days, I'm going to heal you. 7 days came. Do you think I'm still hurting? He said he gonna heal me in 7 days. I got up out that bed hurting, couldn't hardly walk. I walked to the bathroom with holding my hip. But I said, Lord, you said in 7 days you're gonna heal me. I said, you mean what you say. And when I got to the mirror, I straightened up, and that pain never came back. God, you ain't waiting for nothing. You by Sukkah. You ready? He getting ready to take you across across the Red Sea. If you get ready to give you your victory, you get, we're going to get it. This church is going to be victorious. Just like she said, it's going to be victorious. Because he said it. He said it. Brothers and said, sister, he said it. You could put, so, he don't remember, you know, that they was doing the time that the Lord had took your son. Praise the Lord. And Al was in, Al, I know you don't probably remember this. Al was in the line. I was so happy. I didn't know it. I said, Al, look. He's standing in the line. And I'm going, look at me. Look what God did. I'm going, I said, they're going to think his pastor crazy. I was jumping up and down. Al standing there. He was so hurt. He said, you know, what up, Joe? He said, yeah, Pastor. I don't know if he went back and told him. I said, I thank the Lord don't heal me. I don't know what he said. But I'm telling you, God healed me. And he'll heal you. I don't care what you got. See, I'm a person, I don't look at that. I look at a God when I'm praying for you. I don't look at what doctors say. I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't. God taught me that. I'm 82 years old. And God taught me how to look in faith to what I need from him. I don't care if you ain't got no bones. I believe God. I said, God made your bones. Hallelujah. So I told y'all, I got something. I ain't telling nobody but Jackie. And Jackie took the picture. I said, Lord, I want you to do this for me and for the saints. He gonna do it. I wouldn't put myself out there like that. Hell, I ain't crazy. And we looking at each other. I said, now, Jackie, take a good picture now. Because I'm going to show the saints that God can restore what was taken away. God can do. Don't let the devil tell you I'm getting older. The heck, he better come up there missing me. So you better get behind me, Satan. You know, he ain't going to come me. Well, you know you're old. Well, God, if you live, you're going to get old. But I said, show me a scripture. Don't come to me talking. Show me something. I believe this word. Now, if you show me I got to have Alzheimer's, then show it to me in the Bible. That's crazy as I am. I'm crazy. I said, I don't have to have that. I know. I told the Lord, I said, now, God, I believe you. And I have tried to take care of myself. I have. You know, when they told me to get off of sugar, I got the sugar. I don't eat, you know, wild white sugar. And I don't eat no salt. I put 50%. I've been doing this for years. I said, Lord, I've tried to do what you told me to do. I'm not saying I've been perfect at it all the time. Because when we came off this fast, I felt good. But all of a sudden, I wanted sweets. Ain't never been that sweet. Ain't never had to. All of a sudden, I want some candy. And I don't want nothing talking about half candy. I don't want no sugar free. I said, I want some candy. Y'all know nothing about that, do you? I said, Lord, Dad, oh, Lord have mercy, I don't know how he eats them, but he loves candy. And so I said, I don't want, if I have to have one piece. So I went and got me some jelly beans, real jelly beans. And I'd eat two. I said, Lord, please forgive me, because I just want something sweet. You know, so I'm not going to sit down and eat the bag, because, you know, I tell the church that. So I ate two in the morning. Two in the evening, and two when the sun went down. I said, Lord, please help me. I said, oh, no, what's wrong with me? I had a sweet fit. And I ain't never been like that, brother. I've been off of sugar for years. I ain't never been where I just got to have something sweet. Come on. And Ernie ate different because he had gout. My husband had gout. Don't tell me nothing about God. When he got this, what he went through, you right there. One of the kids had gave him a long stick of deer sausage. If he'd have ate deer sausage 3 years ago, he'd have died almost. He sat down there and ate that 2 days he had cleaned. I said, Dad, I got kind of scared. And all of a sudden, God put peace in my heart. I said, Dad, he ate everything that he wanted. Look, he was eating so much. I said, Dad, I mean, he was eating like he had never ate. I mean, good Lord, he was eating steak ham. Come on, let's go to the store. I'm going to get you some. He couldn't eat no red meat because if anybody, like I told you before, I was a champion in knowing how to take care of somebody with gout. Because he had gout when we were younger, you know. And he, macaroni and cheese, I was cooking. And I would come and say, he eat a little bit. Huh? We cook macaroni and cheese. He eat the half pan of the macaroni and cheese. I said, Dad. And nothing would happen to this dude. And we came off this fast. We supposed to got some. Wait a minute. Now, we supposed to got the miracle. He done. He said, I ain't got no gout. And now he eat up everything. He said, when is Jackie coming? And make sure she brings some gravy. Now, he couldn't eat no gravy. I had learned how to cook. Listen, I had learned how to make water gravy. Because he couldn't eat the, you know, gravy. It would go set him off. He would just be sick. And I, y'all that's been in this church a long time, my husband got so sick one time he almost died with gout. He was in bed sick. Couldn't get up. That's right. Till we prayed him out. But he told me, he said, I ain't got no gout. And he believes that. You know what I'm saying? He just went 180 degrees. So the man across the street, he said, well, he could come see me. He said, how you doing, Mr. Epstein? How's your husband? Well, he was sick. And he said, I know what it is because I was some. And he would be able, you know, just, you know how people do. I say, well, thank you for coming, my dear brother. When he came back over, and I said, you know, later on, how'd you have? I said, my husband got a miracle. He said, really? You know, so he turned back around. He been back. Well, people get just in like, wait a minute now. Her husband got a miracle now. What's wrong with me? You know, you never know what people think. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you, your prayers, your love, it takes love. Y'all don't know what love does. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what love does. When I went down to see this little lady of mine, so I started my journey. I went down to the last house. See, in our country, we pay a HOA. Oh, yes. And they got everybody's name and telephone number and the address on this paper. Everybody that live in these 22 houses. So her name is Rosemary. So she said, when I went to knock the door, she said, Miss Davis, you okay? You know, we hadn't seen you. I said, no, ma'am, I'm okay. My husband's all right, too. And so now, well, since it's true that he gave him a miracle, I tell you, girl, the Lord gave my husband a miracle. You ought to hear me. Girl, he got a miracle. Because God is who he say. I said, he's who he say he is. God is who he say he is. And he can do what he want to do to whoever he want to do it to. You could think that he's sitting up here, he should be in church testifying. Wait a minute. Go back. When he left this church, he was so aggravated. I ain't never stepping in this church no more. Now, see, y'all got to learn how to do. So y'all just don't know how to do things. So, you know, when I come over here, we come over here every day because he got a garden. And, I don't lock the, you know, I don't, you know, I just lock the door. I just let the door come back because he, you know, he don't come in. So the other day he was knocking on the door. Bam, 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 bam. I said, oh, okay, Dad. I didn't say, you said you wasn't going to come in the church. You need to learn. Y'all ain't got a bit of sense. That's why you can't get nobody to say. And so I opened the door. I said, oh, okay, come on in. He went on down. He went through the church, went to the bathroom. Went on down through the string, went back in my room and sit down, and me and him both sit down and talk. Look what the Lord, don't tell me about God. See, y'all don't know, see, y'all didn't know him, know he, God done really done something. Praise the Lord. Yes, amen. And now he coming to church every day. And we sit down and talk. Amen. He catch me playing. I used to play, try to play the piano. He'll catch me playing or he'll catch me reading or something like, and you know, and I just pretend like he already been here. You know that he already been here. I say, I thought you said you were never coming in the church. Y'all, this is crazy. You know, when you're trying to, you know, get somebody to praise the Lord and now he just is contented. He just is contented. He's, I see him coming. I said, Lord, he said, just wait now. He's sitting by a suka. I'm going to bring him through. He said, don't be us. Yeah, but you did. He said, now just wait. Just wait. And I think that he's telling us the same thing. Your miracle is on its way. He going to take us cross. Hallelujah. We sitting there. See, he doing something while we sitting there. Go. He doing something for us. Praise the Lord. Now he going to take us across the Red Sea. And that devil that's been bothering you, you ain't going to see him no more. I believe that, Brother Ed. I do. Because this is the way he has did my life ever since I've been saved. God has done me like this. Praise the Lord. I know God is a healer. I know God is real. Yes, I know God is real. Oh, no, God is real. Yes, I know God is real. I tried him one morning and I tried him in the afternoon. He did the same thing in the morning that he did in the afternoon. So I know God is real. I said, I know God is real. I know he's real. And I'm going to tell it on the mountaintop. I'm going to tell it in the, I don't care what people say. Listen, I don't care what you believe. I'm going to keep what I believe. But what you need to do is get some word in you and you hang on to that word for you. And well, nobody can change you and tell you something else. If the word said it, I don't care what. No. Yeah, but you know, yeah, I do know. I know what I'm standing on is good. I can't stand on you. I can't stand on your unbelief. I go through enough stuff. I ain't perfect. I throw through stuff. I had to call people pray for me. But I know if God tell me something, I'm standing. I said, if he tell me something, I'm standing. So I was going through. I'm really going through. Praise the Lord. And somebody in this church that's got disposed to have, and you better use it too. They gave me a word. I was looking for a word. And in this word so much, it said, be strong. Stand and be strong. He said, I'm going to anoint you again. He said, I'm going to anoint you again. And that has kept me staying in this church, loving God, believing God, because I know what he told me. I said, I know what he told me. I got to stand on it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you, brother, people used to walk in here and feel the Holy Ghost when they walk in. This is the truth. And it was an angel that sat on the back. I heard him pray one day. I don't care what you say. I heard that angel pray. Praise the Lord. He's the same angel that was on 1400. 1400, we had a little church over there. It's all towed down now. Everything. It make you cry. Me, this was a long time ago. Me and, you know, what's his name? Henry. We get in the church and we be praying. And somebody on the back seat, a man, would be praying. I didn't know what he was saying, but he would just be praying. And sometimes he'd say, he'd be praying. And so we, you know how you do, we get up and look on back. You know, we get up, look, I look at Henry, Henry look at me. I'm going to tell you something. God want to be to us like he was. It ain't nothing holding back but us. I say, ain't nothing holding us back but us. Hallelujah. It ain't, no. I know we living in a day where we never seen this disease and this pandemic, but God, Jesus in Matthew 24 told us these things going to happen. And not only is this going to happen, but most things, you ain't seen nothing yet, buddy. You ain't seen nothing yet. But who is it? You think it's your mask that's keeping you? Be ridiculous. You think that this, it's not the mask, it's not the shots, it's Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus that's keeping us from catching and getting sick. Okay, now why you wear a mask? Because they told us to. You're supposed to obey. So wear your mask, because I'm going to wear one. I ain't going in my post office, no, without this mask on. Because disobedience will get you in trouble. I say disobedience will get you in trouble. But the devil can't curse nothing that God done blessed. I say the devil can't curse nothing that God done blessed. And so I'm thankful. I'm just so grateful to the Lord. I got up this morning, like I said, Bridget, I did it. And my poor bitch, she keeps up. She just loves her mama so much. And all y'all just love me. I see the love. I mean, it just sprues out. I do. It's love. Love is strong. And it sprues out. And I'm going to tell you something else. Don't tell me you love me and don't, because I know the difference. Love is something that can be felt. It's you know, honestly, you feel it. You feel it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She said, Sister Davis, I love you. I feel it. If you don't love me, I said, Lord, help him. Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Help them, poor thing. Help them.
Hallelujah. And you know, you don't have to ask me whether Al loves me. And a few of y'all. I don't have to remember my kids. My children was there. I just thank God for my children. I really do. My kids, you know, my girls. I thank God. And I thank God to Jackie, you know, I was, the other day was Keith's birthday, 16th of September. And I wrote with you, I said, you know what today is? And you know, when he died, I didn't really do too much. Would it be September 16th? I'm sorry. But September 16th, I looked on the calendar and I said, this is my son's birthday. And I said, Lord, I said, thank you for taking him when you did. He had all, what was it? He had ALS. It was taking his strength, taking his way he speak, taking his muscles. And he always, when he called me, he'd say, how's my best girl? You know, that's what he would say to me. So he was on his last ALS. He could hardly speak. And I say, am I still your best girl? He said, you'll always be. I heard him. But you know, I'm glad there's a heaven. I'm glad for serving Jesus. Because I know where my son is. I know where he is. And all the people around him, they just loved him. Because he wasn't ashamed of nothing. He wasn't ashamed of his Lord. He'd meet you and say, how you doing? You know Jesus? He didn't care who you was. He said, Mom, am I doing right? I said, you do what your heart feels. You know, just do what your heart feels. And then when he got out there, he was preaching the gospel. They had him in the paper, and I got them, you know, I got the print, the paper. And I just thank God for, listen, you people that's getting married, raise your children in the fear of the Lord. Because if you do, the Bible say they will, they won't depart. Gwen was in the world. I don't know, a lot of them was in the world. But look where they sitting now. Look where my Gwen is now. Look where my Dee Dee is now. Look where my Stephanie is. They in the church. Look where Bridget is. Look where they are. They may bark a little while, but you know, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to get out and go, ooh. No, God gonna do what he say. I say, God is gonna do what he say. I've learned that God is a faithful God. If I could just get him to say it like my husband, he's like that. Now, if you get Dad to say something, he's going to do it. So I just try to get Dad to say, I've learned that through Dad, honestly, because he's human. So when I get God to say something, he's going to do it. So didn't he bring them through? They complained just like we doing, but didn't he bring them through? So let's sit by our Red Sea and not complain. Don't worry how you're going to get across the sea. God got it all figured out. You're looking at all that water, but God controls the water. So don't sit up there. You're right at the end now. And when we get across that sea, hallelujah, you coming out shouting. Because God is going to give you the victory. That's what he told me. And I believe it. He told me they sit there and I had one more miracle. They had all the miracles, you know, before they left. And you look at the book and you say, good gracious. But we the same. You know, we say, how in the world could they not believe? They saw him every day and night. Cloud and, you know, and fire. Amen. But God been taking care of us just the same. You know it's the truth now. You went somewhere and you said, oh my goodness, but God, there you are. You still sitting there healthy, strong. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Jackie, you know when you said what you said about it, I said, Lord, I remember when Jackie went through it to school and they brought him home. Keep was living then. And we was crazy then. I'm going to get crazy again for God. He was crazy. They said, take her. I said, yeah, I'll take her. They say, Miss Davis, come pick your daughter up. She's on the floor. She done fainted, fell out. You know, come get her. You don't mind, do you? Jack, you don't mind? And I did. I said, yeah, okay, I'm come get her. Take her to the doctor. I said, I will. And they said, what doctor? She came home, and during this time, my son, was, he had a gift of where he could see into the spirit world. And he did, because he went through so much. But we were sitting down in Jackie. We cursed that devil. I said, we cursed that devil. And Keith said, there you go, Mama. I said, where? He goes, I went to the door. This, I ain't saw nothing. I said, get out of here. There she said. Many times I had many experiences with my children, many things. And they believed in God, and they seen things in God that make them now know God is real. They seen things where they know God is real. He'll do what he say. They seen things where they know God will move. Dee Dee used to be on her knees. I guess someone, but I remember Dee Dee especially, and Stephanie. I fast 4-3 days without food and water. She'd go to school without food and water and be right there beside me. Mama, I'm a fast with you. This is the kind of kids that God gave me. This was it. And I just want to thank him. And now there they sit. I remember I used to talk to Leslie so much. Let's Grandma. There she sit. I ain't going to tell it all to Leslie. Everybody don't need to know everything. You live right and you live what you say you are. Be who you say you are. Come on, they're going to come in. You ain't got to do. They're going to come in. That God is going to deliver. Now, Lord knows I was tired. I guess he told Jackie. So Jackie called me and said, Mama, and her daddy loves gravy. Even Jackie got faith to give him gravy. She didn't give him my water gravy. I make water gravy without any kind of stuff. I just brown the flour. Because he couldn't eat, you know, stuff that was. He said, tell Jackie to bring me some gravy now. Now, you know, Jackie ain't making no gravy like that. Last week, Jackie brought some gravy. He said, where'd you? Tell Jackie to leave me some gravy in there. And I this makes me inside, I just be jumping inside. I'm not jealous that he got the miracle. You know what I mean? I said, here we is fasting. He's still out to church. God said, don't go there. I said, that's right, Lord. He your child, too. I just, you know. I said, he done got the miracle. Here we still is asking. I'm telling you, child. I seen a miracle. I did. Because I know my husband couldn't eat that stuff. He could not eat, huh? What? One what? Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember somebody said once, the Lord did something for this woman's husband, said, you're one. So I'm healed too. I'm healed. Well, see, I'm already healed because God say I'm healed. But it's just marvelous. I look at that, and when I get back, Dad gonna be sitting there. He said, did y'all bring the food? Honey, you go see, I don't eat in the morning, so now I want you to go ahead and eat, because now I don't want you to be hungry, because you don't understand. You eat. Don't worry about it, I'm going to eat. I'm going to pull this dress off, and I got something already ready to go on. I'm going to eat. But it's amazing. Brother, it's amazing. He changed his mind. I prayed. Linda told me what to pray, and I prayed it, and I meant it too. And he just went the next day, 180-degree time. I mean, let me tell you. You serve a God that's, woo, my Lord. I said you serve a God that can. You serve a God, hallelujah. I said he's a God of gods. Oh, he's wonderful. Ain't nobody like him. I said ain't nobody like him. Nobody like him. Just keep believing in him. Keep trusting in him. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. When they come, when they say he's over there, you stand firm in the word. So get the word down in you, children. And he will. I said he will. So he sent me these wonderful children. Kobe is so sweet. And my other sweetie over there. And then I got two more sweeties. I realized I'm just a dumb as door when it comes to the new stuff. So I told Kobe, I told Al, I said, Al, I need to pair my phone with the car. He said, Kobe? Come and get Pastor's phone. He went out there. He said, okay, Pastor, that's it. He said, well, you want to do this, mash this. And when you want to go do that, mash that. Put your line. You can put all your people up there. They call you. I say, okay. Thought to myself, he going to show me. So I made up my mind. I said, you know, come on now. I said, they're going to show me the new, and I'm going to teach them the old. Because when they told me they hadn't got a report card since they was third grade, I like to faint it. Oh, how you get your marks on this? Y'all about to wake up. This technology going to take us out of here. Technology, I'm telling you. And let me tell you one more thing, brother. I have a cousin that was in Mississippi. He's 93. He worked with the Tuskegee Airmen back in World War II or whatever it was. And we used to go to see him every year. Me and Ernie would go spend a couple of days down. Frank Cooper. And he had a wife that was sweet as he was. She lived to be 102. Her name was Hattie. And every Christmas she said, now, Frank, don't come to see me now because I'm going home with the Lord. Christmas, I'm going. Christmas comes, you go there. She's like, oh, what's the matter? He didn't come. He didn't come to take me. Come on, ain't that something? She'd be crying. He didn't come. He didn't come to take me. He say, sweetheart, he gonna come. Yes, but I want him to come and take me. She was 102 years old. She's tired. You know, she couldn't hardly walk or whatever. But she finally passed. Praise the Lord. So that left Frank by herself. You know, so we go see. We go see him when Hattie was there anyway. So let me tell you now what about this technology. And so I didn't know whether we was gonna try to go see Frank. I said, Ernest, Frank was 90-something years old. We ain't heard from him. Nobody was calling. I said, why ain't nobody called me and told me nothing about Frank? Google had to tell me. I picked up and I Googled it. They went back and say, Frank Cooper, born such and such a day, lived in some place here, moved to that place. Now I'm interested. What in the world? Praise the Lord. Died September of so-and-so, so-and-so. And we were taking, I got his name, his number, what he had when he moved. Hallelujah. And even got his obituary. Now you think that's good. That ain't too good. People know everything about you. If you got a social security number, they got your number. I know Dad, and this one more thing. We was coming out, Dad looking at the truck. He said, I wonder who owned that truck. I said, I'll find out for you. You know, just look on Google. Just Google it up. They know everything. So everything is out there floating around out there more than we understand. But we got a God that's greater even than that. So we got to get to know him so we can live in this new world. Yeah, we got to get to know him. I don't know if y'all know this. I'm going to tell you this one thing. We learned this, and I don't know if Elton kept it in their hearts. What you got in your pocket ain't nothing. Ain't nothing but paper. Your money. You know that, don't you? I had in the restaurant, somebody walked up to me and said, Sister Dave, Miss Davis, because we had a restaurant. He said, I want to give you this. He gave me $20 worth of silver certificates. On your money now, there's nothing wrote on your money. All you got in your pocket is a piece of paper. And so God don't stay with us, and we need to pray for our country. I don't know how that worked now. I don't know how that worked. But we better pray. I said, we better pray. Stand on your feet. He want us to know, Al. He don't want us to be stupid. Somebody's supposed to know. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you. I did deliver my soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You went by, you know, y'all can read the scriptures, the other scriptures to this. I just love you, and I don't want taking nothing out the microwave, nothing out of, sometimes you go back, it's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying, but I like fresh, new stuff. I said, Lord, I preached enough. I should know something. Praise the Lord. But I just want to praise the Lord today. I want to thank him for being God. I want to thank him for reaching down when I was a young girl and calling me by name. Celeste, Celeste. I was so scared. I didn't know nothing about Pentecost or nothing like that. But he understood. And he took me, changed my heart, filled me with his spirit, and started me on my way. Praise the Lord. There are many times I could have quit. Many times I could have got offended. Yeah. Because I said, people always picking on me. What's wrong with me? It looked like, yeah, well, was somebody picking on me, you know? Honest to goodness, they be preaching, you back there. I said, Lord, here it is again. The lady sitting on the back seat. I said, dog, where I went. And I didn't understand it, Brother Ed. I didn't understand it. But I understood that I love God and that he loved me. And I want to tell you today, God loves you more than a clip on your tie, more than anything. And I want to tell those that are listening, God loves you. I don't care where you are and whatever, God loves you. For all those that are bereaved, I pray a special prayer. Lost your son, your daughter, I pray that God would encourage you, bless you, heal your heart. I pray today, Lord, a tired prayer. But I thank you for the people that love me because their love has encouraged me and strengthened my heart. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the love that you put in our hearts. Help us, God. I heard my sister say what she was going to do, go back. And we got to realize from where we were. And we got to go back. You know, if you read your Bible and you prayed 3 times a day, you got to go back to doing that. And that just really strengthened me, Sister Phil. So thank you for that. So, Lord, today I ask you to help us all. In Jesus' name. I pray for my brothers and sisters that we all would just go back to where nobody can point a finger to nobody, Lord. We don't know nothing about. But I'm asking you, Lord, to help every one of us go back. Go back. Go back in Jesus' name and wait. Because you're going to take us across the sea and it's going to be it. We ain't going to see that devil no more. He ain't going to be able to, you know, do what he's been doing. I believe that. I do, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you, my brethren. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' precious name. Continue to pray for one another and pray for me. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.